Now, as we have heard, football is one of your passions in life. In 1990, you make a documentary with one of the world's most talented soccer stars who inevitably becomes a good friend. He hasn't even been known to sleep on your sofa.
Okay, Daddy. Remember this little chubby face? Well, I remember 3 years ago, I said, if you keep on being as talented as you are, you're going to be famous. And you said, you don't want to be famous. 3 years later, this is your life. Well, mate, we had a couple of little stories to tell you. Remember when we went nightclubbing? And, you had a few much to drink and you went home.
I did.
And you're turning, are you outside a hotel? Not a hotel, you were standing in the corner for 45 minutes in the rain, flagging the taxi tower. And every taxi stopped, you kept on seeing where you were going. But you just didn't realise that the hotel you were staying was 3 yards behind you. And every taxi kept on telling you where to go. And the other story was when, another time, it must have been someone's party, where we two were really drunk. And we went back to your house and you laid me on the set there and you just mumbled in the ears, Paul, be careful of the dog. But you didn't see the dog was in the kitchen. And at 4 o'clock in the morning, when I went in there for a drink, I thought, that poor getting your backside chewed off. Right. Maybe that could have been another operation I needed. But could you have had my trainers on and escaped unhurt, luckily. Anyway, this is your night, mate. Deserve it. This is your life. And I'll tell you what, you're a very talented bloke. I'm pleased for you, Dan. Take care.
Thank you, Paul Jackson. Well, Danny, it has been a colourful career so far, to say the least. As I mentioned earlier, on one memorable occasion, you and one of your musical heroes team up to do a television report on the golden days of organ music. Yes, keyboard king Rick Wakeman.
It's a Wakeman star!
Outlandish outfit.